The overwhelming approval Wednesday of a bill setting aside state funds for water projects sparked conversation about water restrictions in metro areas. Some lawmakers argued that the money would benefit only rural communities. San Antonio Greater Chamber of Commerce President Richard Pettis, who was in Austin during the vote, says while our lawns may not be in the best condition, the community has plenty of water for other uses.
We're going to have plenty of water so that you and I can drink and bathe and do all the things that we need to do. There's plenty of water for every single one of our businesses to operate at full strength and do all the things that they do and continue to employ people.
SAWS has asked residents to curtail water use now to help postpone inevitable lawn watering restrictions. And while some predict Texans will need to get used to shorter showers, Pettis said the challenge locally is mainly for landscaping needs.
And while we all want to have a green lawn, the engine that's driving this community is business, and it's you and me as members of the working class, and we're going to have plenty of water.
The legislature is attempting to address longer-term needs by passing the measure that will take $2 billion from the Rainy Day Fund to fund 500 water projects throughout the state. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.